सागर जातां सागणां रघुनाथांबितं तां सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनाय सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाय कृष्णपदां सागणाललिता श्रीविशाखांबितांश्च नमो ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्यत देशतारिणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्याद्वैत गदाधर शिवासति गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। देवश्री थैंक यू सो मच। वृषि आई थिंक शी इज देयर। इट वॉज फैंटास्टिक परफॉर्मेंस and our Chetna organizer girls, they especially, it was very thoughtful today to have this dance of Mauli Vithoba, because yesterday happened to be, everybody knows, Ishadi Ekadashi, and it's a very special in Pandharpur, where thousands and thousands of varkaris, they walk from their villages. They start 2 months before and they by foot they walk and they reach Pandharpur temple just to take darshan of Vithal Rakhumai. So thank you so much for introduction in the beginning, and I thank temple management, Chetna festival committee, to give me opportunity to come here and share some thoughts. I am not a very expert speaker, but whatever I have heard from my Guru Maharaj and from other devotees, I will try to reconcile and speak something on this topic. So today is topic is overcoming hopelessness. Actually, today we are having special effects in temple hall, right? You feel some difference? Because our chandeliers have gone for polishing. So temple is not jag jag nahi ho raha hai. Okay. Temple was for some renovation and last festival was done downstairs on ground floor in Bhaktivedanta hall. And we were hoping that this festival we can have, Krishna has arranged. We are having festival in front of Shri Radha Gopinath, Gaur Nitai, Shri Gopalji. So today we will just have some thought process and try to understand what acharyas are trying to tell us to overcome this issue. So every day morning everybody gets up with this hope, right? Every day morning we get up with the hope, right? Depending on what is there in the day to come, we have different kinds of hope, you know. A student in the morning gets up and if his exam, I hope my exam goes well. If result is going to come, at least I hope. Now different level people have different desire. So best student feels, I wish I get gold medal, you know. That every student feels, let me at least pass. And then person who constantly feels, he hopes that this time at least he passes so that parents don't scold. So like that, different hopes. And because we are hoping more and more better things for our living, so many things happen in society. Scientists are doing so many research in hope of that they will get some solution to all the problems, you know. So many medical research is happening and at engineering research and at so many levels, so many research is happening because we have a hope to live a better life next day, right? So even I would say that the whole cosmetology industry also is running on hope, right? Morning we get up. Our ancestor used to not have a face wash to wash our face. But they would look pretty only. They were not looking bad. But because of the media advertisement, so much bombarding, we use face wash and there are different types of face washes available in the market. Then there's a Fair and Lovely and Fair and Handsome and so many lotions available with the hope that this will make me look better, you know. So hope is there. It's a very powerful force for all of us to live. If hope was not there, life will not be so exciting. Yeah? And people go to different places with that hope, you know. And we put our money, we work very hard, earn so much money and put our money in bank, invest with the hope that it will keep, it will be safe and it will keep increasing. So in everything we do, this concept of hope is involved completely. When people come to temple also, there are hopes, right? So Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that there are four kinds of people, they come to temple. First is that Gnani. Gnani means he has already understood that he is a soul, he is not this body, and he has some relationship about Paramatma is there. And now he in the stage of realizing that state, so he is coming to temple to have a more knowledge about it. Then there is a jigyasu. Some people, they are very inquisitive. Ye sab kya hai, mujhe jaake dekhna hai. What they are doing exactly. I remember when I was in college, and I used to see ISKCON devotees, some other devotees also, but ISKCON devotees were very attractive because some foreigners and tilak and the way they would dance during the kirtan, so they would really attract me. So with that hope that kya karte dekhne to jana chahiye temple mein, no, like that. So that is like jigyas, you know, inquisitiveness is there, something, so you want to go. Then third kind of people, Krishna says that artharthi. Artharthi means his real need of money. Have some big problem and really needs money, and he is coming to temple. And then fourth kind of people is artha, means he is so much in distress, there is, he doesn't see any other hope than coming to God and asking him to solve his problems and issues. So we come to temple. After coming to temple, we hear kirtan is there, lecture is there, again kirtan is there, then there is a prasad. Huh? So at least we are convinced, we have hope that kirtan achha nahi rahega, lecture achha nahi rahega, prasad will be definitely good, you know. Chetna prasad is there, really is a good prasad. Lecture is also not okay, but I will enjoy, I have a good time with my friends, with that hope we come. So Prabhupada said that actually it is a whole process in ISKCON. Prabhupada said this standard. He is saying this is just a sandwich. There is a kirtan. First layer of kirtan is there. Then in between something is filled up, that lecture. And then again there is a kirtan. That is a second slice of bread. And then prasad is the main thing, which is sauce on it. You know, without that you will not enjoy it. So like that. So hope is there. Coming to temple also, it's a very good thing. And if hope was not there, that feeling of hope, it, you will not be able to want to motivate yourself to achieve things in life. So in, I remember in childhood, I would like to go back to our childhood, and we used to hear so many fairy tales. And I particularly remember today fairy tale of Cinderella. Huh? She, everybody heard this story in childhood. And everybody has that thing in mind that Cinderella was a girl, and then she had this stepmother, she had two stepsisters, and she was made to work very hard, and the other people in house will relax, just relax. And actually this name Cinderella comes from where there is meaning also given, that whole morning she would get up in cold and she would make the fire on. And she would be near the fire all the time during the daytime. So she'll be whole day covered with ashes and smoke like that, you know. So the word Cindre means one who is covered by smoke and ashes. That's how the name Cinderella came. So whole day she would be covered, and she would hardly groom herself, comb her hair, hardly have a good clothes. And sisters and mother, they would least care about her. So one day what happened in their town, the king and queen, they announced an invitation to all the young girls for a ballroom party. So for this ballroom party, they had invited all the young girls in that town because they had a son who was of marriageable age, and prince, they thought that if so many girls come together, prince will have a good choice to select from. So the stepsisters were very excited. In fact, now Cinderella had more work to do. They made her to do many decorating items for them, and they made her to stitch new gowns for them. And Cinderella did that. So after they got on that day of ballroom party, this mother, they decorated, made very nicely decorated two daughters, and they sent them in a carriage to party. And then after they went, Cinderella was crying. So as everybody knows, that fairy appeared to her, you know. So she asked, why you are crying? What is the problem? So she says, see, look at me, I am so dirty, my hair are so frizzy, and I don't have good clothes, I don't have proper pairs of shoes, and I want to go and see this prince, and I also want to go to a party and have a good time, you know. So fairy had a wand, and she just did like that. And here Cinderella was looking most beautiful girl, and her hair was done in most beautiful hairstyle, and with a golden band on the hair. And she had a blue gown and special glass slippers, shoes were there. And it's nice, no? Ek wand kiya to nahi to beauty parlor wale ko 4 ghanta lagta hai. Right? Tayar karne ko. Before that, preparation for marriage starts 2 months advance. Eat this, eat that, go to beauty parlor 1 week before, 3 days before, like that. So this Cinderella now was looking, and one horse carriage also came to take her to the venue. But does anything free come in this world? Always condition supply, right? So many offers are there in the market, but condition supply. So the fairy said, everything is nice, but here also conditions apply. Condition is that you have to come back by midnight. By midnight, all this magic is going to get over. So Cinderella was very much, it was there in her mind, and she went in the horse carriage, she got down, and here prince was looking over many girls, but he was not liking any. But as soon as Cinderella entered, his attention was immediately attracted to her, and he started dancing with her. And throughout, he was dancing with her only, so other girls, they are feeling very jealous. Even her stepsisters, they couldn't even recognize her, because How she can look so beautiful, you know. So, and others will go, how rude, he is dancing only with one girl, he invited so many of us and insulting us, this, that. Then party got didn't get over actually, but then she had heard the bell of 12 o'clock, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, like that, you know. So as soon as she heard that, she was actually very absorbed in dancing with prince, but as soon as she heard that, she remembered and she tried to run from there. Prince said, why are you going? She said, I have to go. And then in hurry, one glass shoe was left behind, and she climbed the horse carriage and she reached home in time. So next day now, prince is looking for this girl all over the town, and he's going to each house with king and queen, and I'm looking for this girl, and he's not finding. Ultimately he came to Cinderella's house, and mother became very happy. Oh, prince came to our house. My daughter, one of my daughter will be married to him, you know. But then, they were also not selected by him. Then Cinderella, then he asked, is there any other girl in the house? And Cinderella was there in the corner. And prince noticed her and immediately called her and immediately recognized her also. And then, as fairy tale ends, they happily got married and lived happily ever after. So we hear these kind of stories in our childhood. Why? Because there are so many morals behind these stories which teach children. So that in Cinderella's story, the moral is that never get hopeless. There is always better thing waiting in life. Har raat ka subah hota hai, like that. And even if you do, others are doing bad to you, you continue to do good, God will do good for you ultimately. Always, evil is overpowered by goodness. And beauty is not external, beauty is internal. That's one of the thing that, one of the important moral. And this kind of morals, when we hear, it generates a lot of hope in our heart. And on that basis, on those kind of teachings, we are growing up. Our mind is getting acquainted to the world like that. But life is not bed of roses. If you get rose, first you have to go through the thorn, right? And thorn will harm you. It will prick you. It will give you pain. It will make you bleed also sometimes. And then some happiness or fragrance of rose will be there, softness of rose will be there. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that Mam upetya punarjanma dukhalayam ashashvatam. Mam upetva punarjanma dukhalayam ashashvatam. And napnuvanti mahatmanan sam siddhim paramam gatim. So he is saying what? That in this world which is temporary and it is full of misery. Dukhalayam ashashvatam. Dukhalayam means full of miseries and ashashvatam means it is not permanent, it is temporary. So the great Mahatma, not Mahatma Gandhi, but Mahatma is the one who is a great yogi and who has been living in devotion. So such person who is worshipping God, if he is living like that, he will not take any more birth, he will not return back to this temporary world of which is full of misery. So Krishna is also said that this world is full of misery. And what kinds of miseries? From childhood we have so many problems in life. Everybody had different kinds of problems. But these problems are basically categorized by scriptures in three categories. One is Adi Daivik, then is Adi Bhautik and Adi Atmik. Adi Daivik means by nature, Daiva. So Adi Daivik means nature, what kind of problem it can create to you? Either there is no water, right? Just 1 month back, most of our country was in state of drought. There was no water left. And now, what happened? When it started raining in Mumbai, it all got flooded. Such a contrast is there, right? Has anybody control over that? We don't have a control. And not only in Mumbai, it happens everywhere. Somewhere it snows like anything, in China, in Europe countries, it snows like anything and people die out of cold. Okay. And what to talk of other countries, in USA also, they are most advanced scientifically, most rich country, but they cannot control, they cannot avoid these kind of miseries. All kinds of hurricanes, all kind of tornadoes, they come and do so much harm in that United States of America also. So nature is very powerful and we cannot control. So these kind of miseries are going to be there whether you are here or some other country. Then there another kind of misery is Adi Bhautik. Adi Bhautik means misery caused to you, problems created to you by other living entities. Other living entities means human being also plus other living beings. Okay, so needless to say, everybody has agreed, so many times we can't get along with so many people. And so many people give us so many kinds of mental problem, physical problem. They are the problem in our life, like that, you know, they are the cause of our misery, like that. And even if you go to chapati, have a nice chat, next day, diarrhea. Why diarrhea? Because some living entity along with that chaat papdi has entered in your stomach. And that bacteria is causing your trouble. Now you are diseased and diarrhea and now bhukto, like that. Okay. So that is called Adi Bhautik. Then comes Adi Atmik misery. Adi Atmik misery means miseries because of your own body and mind. Own body means so many times we get some diseases in the body, you know. Even if you don't have very big disease, but sometimes neck keeps paining, legs keep paining, right? Body gives trouble and as age progresses, it gives more trouble. In young age, you don't realize so much, but as age progresses, it gives more trouble. So, that is one kind of misery and another kind of misery is mind. Even though everything around is perfect, but still because something is lacking, it creates so much misery in mind, you are completely miserable. Whatever is there, you can't enjoy. So, these three kinds of miseries. And Krishna is telling that these kind of miseries will be there throughout. Throughout means what? From highest planet to lowest planet. A Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punarjanma Arjuna. He is saying from highest planet of Brahma Loka to Patal Loka, this kind of miseries always will be there. One cannot, wherever you are, you cannot escape miseries. So Krishna is telling that And one who is worshipping Lord, then he is fit to come out of this planetary system and enter Lord to his own abode, and then misery is over. Like that. And when miseries come, so many times, initially we have a lot of hopes that someday it will get over, but sometimes it's really hopeless condition. You are so much miserable that you feel that now nothing is going to happen. If you continue like this, you become totally hopeless. What anybody can describe? Anything more? That kind of status? If anybody is experienced? Lagta hai ki dunya mein kuch nahi hai. The student feels that even if he is second, 2 marks less, but he feels that whole world has collapsed for him because he didn't get a gold medal. And then so many times it keeps haunting the mind so much, people get suicidal tendencies because of that. The statistics say that in 1 year, all over the world, there are 1 million suicide happening. Almost 1 million. Every second, 1 second, one person is committing suicide. If you take all over the world statistics. So that's so bad, you know. And there are so many motivational speakers on YouTube. You can hear so many. But one of the very famous and little different is Nick Vujicic. Have you heard about him, Nick? So this Nick is an Australia born. And he was born with very, very special condition. He had very special, very different congenital anomaly where you don't have hands and legs. Okay. That anomaly is Radha Gopinath ki jai. So this congenital anomaly is called Tetra Amelia syndrome. In this, hands and legs are not there. Can you imagine? Hands and legs are not there. It's, you may think, but I don't think you can understand much. Once one Christian person, he was a preacher, Christian preacher. So he was preaching about Lord Jesus and he went to mine workers. You know, mine workers, where they live, their whole life is, they spend inside the mine. They go so many down meters down the, inside the ground, and they are living there. So this Christian missionary person, he was preaching to them that you should pray to Jesus and take to God, pray to her like that, pray to Mother Mary, take shelter of God, become their devotee. So he said, if you don't do what will happen? What is other option? So if you don't do that, you will go to hell. So he said, what is hell? We don't know what is hell, you know. So he said that hell means everything is very dark there. So this mine worker said, we are working down in mine, everything is dark, no difference. What's the difference? Then he said, sometimes your body suffers so much, there is so much cold. So he said, down also we are having so much cold. He said, you don't get proper food, proper water. He said, even there we don't get proper food, proper water, you know. And he said, there you just suffer like so much and there is no end to it. So he's saying, even our life is like that. This full of suffering. There is no end. So what is the difference between hell and that place, you know? Why we should become, pray to Jesus? So then he said, there are no newspapers there. So this newspaper was the only thing which was these people were giving some happiness, you know. So this preacher said, there are no newspaper there. So this story was told by Prabhupada. So Prabhupada said, then when preacher said that there are no newspaper, then they really understood. Oh, no newspaper means the real problem. Then they started taking teachings of Christianity. So like that, having no hands and legs means we have to understand. No hands means you can't operate your mobile phone. Okay. Imagine you can't operate your mobile phone, but baki sab chalta hai. But nowadays, without mobile phone, you cannot exist. 20 years back, that was not the situation. But now, mobile has become life and soul of people. Right? Initially, it was meant for just for communication. I remember when 1986, I was in SSC, I had just heard there, we used to have only landlines. And we heard from somewhere that there is one mobile phone is going to be there where you can talk from anywhere to anywhere. And it was just unbelievable, you know. But now after 30 years, we are seeing whole world has changed. Whole paradigm has changed of living for people. And mobile has become like Kalpavruksha tree. Huh? Fulfilling all your desires. Right? Whatever you want, was just sitting at one place, keep touching the screen, and you want to do shopping, it is done. You want to do banking, it is done. You want to have entertainment, it is done. You want to eat, food will come to your house. Okay? You want to have chat with friends, live video call. You are not there, but live video call is there. So it's there, wish fulfilling tree, you know. You can't imagine without living without mobile. So, but provided one condition apply, it should be charged. Battery should not go off, you know, then it's most miserable thing. Okay, so people are moving around with a charger, moving around with power banks, huh? And latest gadgets, latest advancement is that you just share by keeping one phone on another and the charging is shared so much. People have become so charitable, they share their charging with you, you know, like that. So, this Nick, he cannot operate mobile phone. So we can understand something, but he is not depressed. He was a special child born, and he was the first one who got admission in a normal school. Can you imagine? Special child, there are different kinds of schools there for them. But Nick got admission. He was the first child in Australia who got in normal education system. He got integrated into normal education system. Then he went on to do so good, he got Young Achiever Award, you know. When he was completed his school, he got that whatever education he received. And then he went on to become motivational speaker, and now he is so busy traveling all over the world and motivating people. He is giving his speech in colleges, in giving a speech in schools, so many institutes, and inspiring people. And what he says, that if God with you, God is with you, you are limitless. That is his faith. That is what he says. He is not born in some devotee's family, and that's what he said. But over so many years, and his realization from heart, because when you are in real trouble, that's where from inside realization comes. So, his realization that what he is telling, that put God first in your life, and if God is with you, then you are limitless, you can do anything. So, in psychiatry, this problem of hopelessness, dejection, depression, there are a lot of research is done. And they have a lot of inputs, they try to suggest. Even we study medicine, after MBBS, psychiatry is a 3-year full course, just like any surgeon does 3-year full course, like gynecologist does 3-year full course. For psychiatry also there is a 3-year full course, and in that also there are super specializations. So there is so much studies done to solve the problem of human mind. So they have suggested so many points, you know. The first thing what they suggest, that try to be present in the present moment. Okay, most of the time what is happening to us, either we are miserable because what has happened with me in the past. Yesterday, my friend, she didn't look at me and she was talking with other friends, and I am so miserable. Like that, so many problems have occurred yesterday. Somebody has not behaved with you yesterday, or in past something really bad has happened, that keeps coming and haunting us. And then about future, we are always worried about the future. Isn't it? What will happen? If you are not worried, your parents will make you think, ke socho jara socho, kya hoga? You are not studying. I remember my husband, he used to not study initially. So what his father did, he took him to Jhupadpatti. And what he said, see, if you don't study now, you'll have to live like this. That's what he made him understand. And then he little bit started studying gradually. But that's why parents are always worried. Of course, parents have big hopes that mera beta naam roshan karega. Huh? I'll be always, one day my daughter or my son will do something which I'll be always proud of. But most of the time, we are not living in the present moment, right? It's not that we have to be lazy, but we also should learn to become grateful. That is what it means. Just like Nick. Whatever is there with him, he is taken full advantage of what situation God has given him, and he is not repenting, neither he is anxious about the future. So, try to be present in the present moment. Then too much, we have to worry little bit, we have to plan things, not that we have to become lazy. So one day, one businessman, he was walking through the park, and every day he used to see one person lying below the tree, you know. And he said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm just relaxing." So he said, "But why don't you work? So why don't you do a job? You should do a job. How can you just sleep during a whole day, you know?" So he said, "No, I'm just relaxing. What I do after a job? What you are doing? Why you are doing job?" He started asking him. So he said, "Of course I'm doing job because I have to earn a lot of money. I have to have a good family. I have to maintain my family. And I have to have a good bank balance. So that, then what? Then I have to buy a bigger house. Then what? So then I want to roam around the whole world. Then what will do? Then I'll go and lie down in park under a tree in my house, you know. So yeah, that's what I'm doing just now, you know. So I'm just trying to enjoy my present." So this is an analogy, just an analogy. Not that we are, but we have to be grateful to God for whatever is there and try to understand what good He has given to us. Then secondly is that check out your goals. What they say, psychiatrists, check out your goals and what you want to achieve and what you are desiring. So if some child, we meet some children, we ask them, right, what you want to become when you grow up? You want to become doctor, engineer? Our time it was like that. Now options are so many, you know. So many times children say, "I want to become pilot." Nowadays, then they say, "I want to become army officer." Some say, "I want to become a photographer," like that. So in UK, in one school, a teacher was giving exercise with the students, and she gave exercise to the students, and she said, "Now today you have to write down what you want to become when you grow up." So many children wrote up many things, you know, like doctor, engineer, what I said, modeling and everything. Fashion designer, interior decorator, so many professions are there. And one child, he just wrote, "I want to become happy when I grow up." So teacher called him, she said, "Mike, come here, I think you have not understood what exercise I gave you, you know." So she asked him that, "I have asked you to write down what you want to become when you grow up." So he said, "Teacher, I am completely understood your point, and I want to become happy. All my parents, they are very, very educated, having good jobs, good house, but I don't see them happy. I want to become happy." So like that. And when we are child, slowly, gradually, it starts influencing so many things. That's how we make goals in our life, right? We have so many desires we develop. And is it coming from inside? Are your goals coming from inside, or desires coming from inside, or somebody is influencing us? It is because of the so much influence from outside that we are developing those kinds of goals. There is a media, there is bombardment of advertisements, then there are so many celebrities, they become your role models, you see their lifestyles, and then your desire comes, "Oh, I want to have a beautiful body like that, and I want to have a house like them, I want to have cars like them, you know, that's how I want to have husband or wife like that person." That's how you develop desires, because there are so many things influencing us. So while we are so much exposed to media, so much exposed to advertisements, are really bombarding sometimes. Because this is a time of consumerism, which America started. You go to mall, you need only two things, but you will come out with 15 things. Right? So, that is called consumerism is they make you buy what you don't need. They make you buy what you don't need. Okay, so we have to first understand what exactly, and now actually in America that culture is going down and it is going uprise in India. In America now culture is coming of minimalism. They have realized that all these things are not giving happiness. Having clothes of all the kinds of different high brand clothes, having high brand cars, ladies what generally they have, so many accessories they have, full cupboard full of accessories. So you see so many ladies speaking, I have brought my everything to little closet and now I'm very happy. I don't need so many things to become happy. That is what they say. So this culture of minimalism has started in foreign countries. And basically this compare and contrast mentality, we start doing from childhood. And then because you are not able to achieve, because the goal is actually not realistic. When students, one of the most intelligent students, they can take admission in IIT. They are the best students, right? And one of the very prestigious institute of medicine, medical teaching is AIIMS in Delhi. So best of the brains go there for studying, but the best of suicides also happen there only. Okay, in IITs we keep hearing, today this IIT student hanged himself. One of my friends, she is anesthetist, she is working in AIIMS. She was mentioning that every year they at least have one suicide in AIIMS. Doctors, studying, resident doctors. Because they are under so much pressure to achieve things they want to achieve. Nobody has told them, if you don't achieve, that means it's okay, you can live happily. So nobody is there, because our education system is such that it is presenting you only one side of the coin, not the other side of the coin. And they are not counseled, and then children come under too much pressure, and not only children, so many different professions, so much stress is there, so they are not able to cope up. So basically, we have to check our goals and desires, and what you desire also, you have to be very careful. In one village, there are two people praying to God. One person is praying, give me next life such that people should just keep giving to me. I don't have to give anything to anyone. I don't have to share anything with anybody, you know. And the other person is praying that give me, situation should be such in my life, give me such birth that I should be able to give to everyone, you know. And I don't need to take from anybody. So what happened in next birth? The person who was praying, I should just keep receiving. So he became beggar. So what happens? You have to just keep receiving. You don't have to share with anyone, right? Even though you have crores of rupees, nobody is going to ask, no income tax rate for him, right? Okay. So he doesn't have to share with anyone. And the person who was praying that, let me be in such a situation where I can just keep giving to people. So he became very rich person in the village. And then he kept helping so many people. So we have to be very, very careful when we are desiring. Third thing, important thing is saying that exercise is very important. Exercise. They say that if one is in poor health, then we are more prone to develop this hopelessness. Health means our WHO, World Health Organization, it has given definition of health. Health means it is combination of well-being, of physical well-being, mental well-being and spiritual well-being. When these three components are combined together, there you are healthy. Social also. Yeah. So, in mental and social comes. Generally it is included. Yeah. Because it's all related to your emotions, right? Basically. So, these main three components. So, physical, yes, we have to take care of our diet and we have to do exercise. Everybody knows. Nowadays, girls are more conscious. They don't eat much. They have a typical physique they want to have. They will not eat much. So exercise, everything, yes, people are becoming more and more aware. But along with that physical awareness, that only that is not enough. Mental health and spiritual health is also required. Mental health, spiritual health, why? Because just like these students, they are so intelligent, they can see so much better things, but mentally they become so unstable, they are committing suicide. So how are you going to get mental health? So this Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita. We don't have to go to anyone. Bhagavad Gita is such a scientific book. Krishna has, Arjuna's condition was similar. Everything around was him was perfect. He was the best archer in the world. Can you imagine? Best archer in the world, gold medalist, I would say, in Olympic gold medalist. And he is not able to fight. Okay. And he is having one of the most beautiful women in the world as his wife. And so much opulence is there. But he was depressed condition of life. And Krishna spoke to him. And analytically, our condition is the same like Arjuna. And Krishna is, by speaking to Arjuna, same things are applying to us because we are also in same kind of condition. So in 6th chapter, Krishna is telling what? With help of mind, one should uplift himself and not degrade himself. For one, because one's mind can become one's best friend and also it can become worst enemy also. So how is to be understood? Next verse Krishna is explaining. He's saying, if you control your mind, if you take care of your mind properly, then it will become your best friend. If it is not controlled properly, then it is going to become your worst enemy. Okay? So just simple example of dogs. If he is pet, your pet dog, okay, he is tamed very well, he is educated so well, he is trained so well. So he will not create trouble for you. In fact, he will assist you in what, try to assist you in whatever you want to do, right? That Vodafone dog is there, he is just running behind school ka, that box, lunch box is forgetting, he is carrying it for him. So dogs are very loyal animals, so they do it. So just like dog is trained, if your mind you train, then it will become your best friend. No better friend can be there apart from mind. And if it is not trained properly, if a street dog is there, he starts shouting at you, he'll come and bite you and he'll harm you. So mind also will do the same thing. And what will happen if your mind is controlled? Krishna is telling in next verse. He's saying, if your mind is conquered fully, it means if it has become your good friend, then for such a man, happiness or distress, heat or cold, honor or dishonor, all are one. You develop that kind of consciousness. You reach that stage when your mind is in control. And then you will not get overpowered by any difficult situation in your life. So, but everything has to be in balance. Krishna is telling, yukta hara viharasya yukta tapasya kumara yukta swapna vathodaya yukta bhavati dukhaya. He's saying, one has to be regulated in your habit of eating. You have to regulate your health, habit of sleeping, eating, recreation in work. Everything has to be in balance. It has to be regulated. And then, if that is regulated, then one can, just like a yogi, one can overcome all kinds of material pains. If it is regulated, your physical health is there, and we have taken care of our mind, then material miseries will not affect you. And when you connect it with spirituality, when you hear from our age-old scriptures, then that again is a combination of spiritual well-being also. And we have to get inspired to do it. Sometimes we start doing exercises after 1 month, fizzle totally, right? How many times it happens to me, it happens very quickly. I decide to exercise. So what I have to do then, if I am doing yoga at home, if I am not able to do it, then I have to get inspired, I have to go to yoga classes, right? If I want to do some exercises, if I go to gym, then I will see so many people doing same thing, I will get inspired, right? So for our body, these are the exercises. For our mind, what is exercise? Mantra. Mantra means, mantra, it is two meaning. Man means our mind, and tra means which controls. So mantra meditation, when we do, you can control our mind. And gradually mind becomes tamed and it becomes conquered. So this mantra meditation is advised by scriptures, by acharyas in the scriptures. And when sometimes we feel very weak, our mind is so much untrained, it doesn't allow you to do that also. Mantra meditation also we can't do peacefully. Then we have to go to people, sit with those people who are doing it, get inspiration. Just like we go to gym, we should go to temple. Where people are doing other things, then it will become very easy to do. That's why Lord Chaitanya started Sankirtan movement for Kali Yuga people. Why? Because if we are sitting and chanting holy name, we see our ancestors, our grandmothers, grandparents, they used to do lot of devotional activities at home, right? They used to not go much to outside. But now the environment is such in Kali Yuga, day by day the environment is deteriorating so much that we need inspiration. And if we want to have inspiration, then we should come to such kind of gatherings and get inspiration. So this is for making mind very strong. We have to attend discourses, we have to read books, then we will get inspiration. So that is exercise, physical, mental and spiritual well-being. Then fourth is that you should have very good social structure around you. You should have associate with people who are positive in their mind. Positively they will uplift your consciousness. Sometimes some people are always speaking negative things. Then if you are being with them, you will also start in similar way, think similar way. Okay. So in California there are many trees. Huge trees are there. They are, some trees are 6,000 year old, some trees are more than that. And they are really huge. Huge means, if you see the photo, human being looks so small in front of that trunk of the tree. And some trunks are so wide that to pass the vehicles, they have to make tunnel. Inside that one tree trunk, they have to make tunnel. They are so huge. So they did research, why they are so huge and how they are surviving for so many years. So what they realize is that their roots, every tree has a root, right? So their roots are so much intertwined with each other down the earth. And they are holding together very strong. So together we unite and separately we fall. That principle applies. So if you have good friends, if you have a good support system, as she was saying, social well-being. So that is social well-being. So you have to be very, very choosy. Nowadays, when we are going through negative emotions, there are so many things offered to us. So many kinds of people, they want to take you somewhere to get entertained and that forget your pains, we'll go to this place today. But we have to be very, very discriminative in making our choices. Make right kind of choices which will ultimately help you. Okay. And have that kind of friends. Because if those kind of people are there, then you will uplift yourself in life. Otherwise, you will degrade further in life. Okay. So, that's another social support. Then next point is, they are saying that you should eat very clean food. Clean means what? Not only external. External, yes. Nowadays so much awareness is there that food should be eaten organic. It is so much mixed with pesticide, this, that. Awareness is so much and people are buying, people are growing organic food. But Krishna is telling what kind of food actually, if you eat, what kind of effect it will happen in your mind. Saying food also has three kinds of modes. We see so many people, some people are very pious. Some people are just lying dirty in one corner. Some people are always passionate. So there are three kinds of modes in material nature. Mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance. So mode of goodness, food is also there. Food in mode of goodness, food in mode of passion, food in mode of ignorance. So food in mode of goodness, if you eat, what will happen? It will give you good longevity. It will create a good health. By eating that, you will become satisfied. By eating that, you will become happy. That is and what are those kind of foods? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling himself, this kind of juicy fruits, no? Juicy food, basically. Succulent food, and those which are made of milk, dairy, cow milk, pure cow milk. So those are the foods, they are more in mode of goodness. Then what are the food in mode of passion? That food which creates disturbance in the mind. And food in mode of ignorance is that all kinds of stale food which is cooked for so many hours and it is refrigerated. This has negative impact on our consciousness. It is very subtle. As Krishna is told this to Arjuna 5000 years ago. And nowadays what is happening? More and more packaged food, canned drinks, right? How many of us are eating freshly cooked food? Very few. If you are lucky, mother is eating, and if you are lucky, you have interest in cooking, and if you may have interest, but you have time to cook, yeah? So, freshly cooked food, and in food also, two types of food. Food also has vibration. There are negative vibrations in the food also. When food is obtained by animal slaughter, then it has a very negative vibration. Because somebody is trying to kill you, what kind of hormones are going to get secreted in your body? Say anything? What kind of hormones? So when the animal is being slaughtered, there are a lot of negative hormones and vibrations happening in the body. And that food, if it is eaten, that consciousness is going to, and all those people who are involved, scripture say all those people who are involved, one may say that I am not slaughtering, so I will not get affected, no? But all those people who are involved in the whole business, till it reaches you, that food, all those people's consciousness will get affected. But Krishna is advising what kind of food you should eat in Bhagavad Gita. He's telling freshly cooked food and vegetarian food which is offered to him. Because when we cook food in pure form and we offer to God, then godliness comes in that food. Because Krishna, God is tasting that food. And when godliness comes in that vibration comes in that food, and when you eat that food, that those qualities will automatically gradually start manifesting in you. That's why what you eat have to be very, very careful. Okay. Next point, psychiatrist is telling, avoid alcohol and drugs. We will have. We can discuss that because it's a big topic. We'll talk later on. We have question answer session later on. So if we get time, we will answer all the queries. So then psychiatrist is telling, next thing is avoid alcohol and drugs. Psychiatrist is telling. Why? Because some people may say, I am not addicted, you know. But gradually it becomes habit and it clouds your consciousness. And when you cloud the consciousness, you cannot intelligently think and you cannot make proper choices. That's why they say, plus, what I have heard, there is all problems of hangovers and post-consumption, there is a status of depression. They say you should avoid alcohol and drugs. And last thing is you should connect to higher power. Every religion is talking about God, whatever it is, Jain religion, Christian religion, Muslim, Hindu, whatever. And everywhere what they all say is common. Christian will say only Jesus is the only hope. Mohammedan person will say Allah is the only hope. The Hindu person will say Krishna is the only hope. Because ultimately all those teachers of those religions, they have boiled down the study summary that ultimately God is the only hope. Whatever you may call him, you may call him Buddha, you may call him Jesus, you may call him Allah, Krishna, whatever. But Rup Goswami, who is our Acharya, he says devotee is always hopeful because devotee is a faith. What kind of faith he has? Once Narad Muni, we all know Narad Muni, right? So he keeps going here and there. So once he was passing through one village, so he say, "Arey Narad Muni, we know that you keep going to Vaikuntha Loka, just like we take flight to USA. Huh? Without flight, he reaches to Vaikuntha Loka. Can you imagine?" So he's telling that, "Please, you will meet Lord Vishnu in Vaikuntha. Please ask him what my next birth will be. I am very much inquisitive." Okay. So, and Narad Muni, what is he doing? He is a devotee of Krishna. He is always just with his veena. He is playing Lord Vishnu's glories. And everywhere he is going and he is spreading. Actually, he made so many devotees. Bhagavatam, so many pastimes of Narad Muni making people devotees there. So, he said, "Yes, surely I will ask and come back to you." Then he passed through another village and one Brahmin, very smart Brahmin, very strict, doing all the puja, his pious activities very well. He said, "Please, when you reach Vaikuntha, ask Vishnu what kind of birth I will have." So Narad Muni, he reached Vaikuntha Loka. And he said that these two people are asking what will be their birth. Vishnu answered that, "Cobbler is there, he'll come back to me. He'll come in Vaikuntha Loka in his next birth. He'll come back to me to be with me. But this Brahman, he'll take some more birth to come back to me." So he said, "My Lord, how is that?" You know, Narad Muni said, "This Brahman is doing so many pujas, this, that, and he should come first." No, cobbler is just doing his menial job or profession. He is not doing so many mantra, tantra, puja. So Vishnu said, "I am just telling you one thing. They will ask you that when you met me, they will ask you what Lord Vishnu was doing. So you tell them, I was putting one elephant through the eye of a needle." Okay. So now Narad Muni went back. Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. So Narad Muni went back and he said to cobbler that Vishnu said that now, means he didn't understand, na, Narad Muni, why Vishnu was telling. So he said, Lord Vishnu said that you will go back to his abode. But he's saying that is okay. Cobbler is telling that is okay, that I'll go back to Godhead in next life. But tell me what my Lord was doing that time. So he's saying he was putting elephant through eye of needle. And so Narad Muni was waiting for his reaction. And what was his reaction? Cobbler, he's saying, "My Lord is great." He's saying just through a little seed, such a big tree can come, and from that so many different trees come. So he can do anything. He can put elephant through eye of needle also. This was cobbler's faith. And now Narad Muni went to Brahmin. And Brahmin, he said, "Lord Vishnu said, thoda aur ek do janam lag jayega." So he said, "What nonsense. I'm sure you have not gone there. I have heard so many times you are going here, there, you know, you are just spreading rumors. This, that, what you are telling is not true. You tell me first, when you met Lord Vishnu, what he was doing?" Brahman asked. So he's saying, again he said, he was putting elephant through eye of needle. So Brahman said, "Impossible, aisa possible hi nahi hai. I don't believe you go like that." So then Narad Muni understood why cobbler will reach back to Godhead in next life. So we all have to connect to our spirituality, to our base. And then we will get all the answer. And for that, we have to have faith. If we don't have faith, we don't have inspiration. Connect to those people who have faith, hear from them. That's what is recommended by scriptures. And ultimately, we have to explore our roots, our spiritual roots. And if our that understanding is clear, our philosophical understanding of our connection with God is clear, then our foundation will become very strong. And if foundation is very strong, building will not collapse. If tree has very, very deep roots, will it get carried away by one hurricane? No. It will not get affected, whatever be the situation. So like that, His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he would say that you should always try out new things in life. So sometimes when Hare Krishna devotees come and tell you to chant, something new, right? Nobody told you. Your parents are going to temple from childhood, but nobody told you, you take this mala in your hand and sit and chant. But Hare Krishna devotee comes and meet you, you should start chanting Hare Krishna, this mantra is there, very nice. So at least take as a trial. His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he used to tell people, you just take as a trial, just like you go to different restaurant to try out food, you go to different cinemas to try out movies, this will be good, this will be not good. Like that you should try out, at least try out before rejecting it. Start chanting, start following some basic principles and see what happens. And then what will happen? Krishna says that, Ananas Chinta Yantamam Ye Janaparya Upasate Tesham Nitya Bhi Iptanam Yoga Kshema Mahamiham. Krishna told what to Arjun, that one person who is always worshipping me with sincere devotion and is always meditating on my transcendental form, I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. Yoga Kshema Mahamiham, LIC slogan. It is taken from Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is telling, I will preserve what you have. What you have, I will not take away. But in fact, I will carry what you lack. So this is Krishna's promise. Age-old promise is there. So we should always try out. And here we are always requesting people, please, Srila Prabhupada, he took this movement of Lord Chaitanya so many far wides over across so many countries, and so many thousands of people are inspired, and it is just to revive our connection with our super soul. It is no ulterior motive. Our schools and colleges don't offer this kind of education, but this education is needed very much in today's time, and it is offered free of cost. There are no conditions apply. Condition apply is just come here, sing some nice songs with us, kirtan, have prasad, what is offered, and then see how your life is changing. So, and then see yourself how you are able to overcome your hopelessness emotions. So, I'm thank you so much. You have been very, very wonderful audience. And I hope that I was just speaking, repeating what I have heard from my spiritual master, and somewhere somebody gets inspired to follow this wonderful process of Krishna consciousness, which I was inspired when I was 19 years and now I am 47 years. So it has been wonderful journey, and I would really love and pray to Shri Radha Gopinath that whatever doubts and queries and whatever heartburns you have, Krishna takes care of all of you. And you have a wonderful path ahead to progress in your Krishna consciousness, your journey towards Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hari Bol. Mataji, we all are grateful for your time and effort you took out to share your thoughts and experiences with us. Can you all hear me now? Yeah. Mataji, thank you so much for taking our time and effort to share your experiences with us, and please accept our sincere appreciation for the session. Let us all loudly chant three times Hari Bol for Mataji. Now firstly, I would like to share details for the next Chetna festival in August, that is on 10th August, and the topic for next Chetna is Friendship Bandhan. As we all know, it's a friendship month, August, so I hope to see you all again next month. And one more thing, we have a Jagannath Yatra festival tomorrow for Sunday Fun School kids. So we require 5-6 volunteers for Seva, so if anyone is around tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m, kindly give me your contact details so that we can you all can come tomorrow and join us. Now I would like all the girls who have come for the first time to kindly stand on your places, please. All the girls who have come for the first time, please stand up. So we all welcome you here for our Chetna festival, and we would like to see you all every month for next Chetna festivals also. So